knock you out of a good swamp, because that person who owns it is going to get fined if the state board comes in. And you might not think that your client cares whether or not it looks clean or you're clean, but I guarantee you they do. And when they leave, they may say, well, it was cheaper, a good price, but she's sloppy, and it still will knock your professionalism down to where you won't get top dollar. And anybody with that mindset, oh, well, she's good, but it's cheaper, oh, well, she's good, but she's sloppy, she's messy, whatever, they won't stay with you long. Those are not the clients that you're going to do for 25 or 30 years. Those are what we call shop hoppers. And eventually they're going to leave you and go to another shop that might come back, but they're going to leave you. That makes sense. So who wants to go first? Michael, do you want to go around the room? Ace is called for what? And you can look it up. Not what AIDS is, it's what causes AIDS.
Oh, blood.
That's your answer. This is her question. You're going to be paying attention.
I know.
Let's see, yours is going to be on bacteria. I'm going to find it in the book. It's different.
No, this is how I learn.
Yeah, it is a different way of learning.
Yeah, I like this way. Sorry, everybody.
There are 7 ways that people learn. And if you are walking while you're doing one of them, or you're chewing gum, or maybe playing with an ink pen, if you've got movement as you're learning one of the different 7 ways, it sticks with you whether you know it or not. So you're flipping through the book, you're being asked a question. I guarantee she'll never forget this answer. Yes, ma'am. So AIDS is caused by HIV virus. Bacteria cells reproduce by simply dividing into Yours is going to be on bacteria too, Hope. And Jay, yours is going to be on bacteria. Can you read without your glasses?
What was the question again?
Bacteria cells reproduce by simply dividing into And these are your test questions.
Read the active stage. Let me see.
Yes, but what is that? When they were in mitosis, they divide into what? It is equal parts, but what is that called? Yeah, it is that. Okay, so bacteria cells reproduce by simply dividing into half. And and that becomes mitosis. And we refer to them as the daughter cells.
The what cells?
Daughter cells. All right, well, bacteria are not harmed by disinfectants while they are in. Bacteria are not harmed by disinfectants while in. Yeah, but what is that called?
Dormant?
Dormant's not active. It's opposite. When you go to take PSI and you read those questions, that's why it seems so different, because if you were in there on the computer taking this test, it would not seem as different as it is me asking you. This is not putting you on the spot. This is like us having a conversation and talking. Bacteria are not harmed by disinfectants while in.
It says it right here, though. It said they are not harmed by disinfectants, cold or heat.
That's your answer.
Bacteria are not harmed by disinfectants while in.
Say it again.
Yes. When they are in an active stage of spore forming, they will not be harmed. J, bacteria are one-celled microorganisms of what origin?
You said what?
Bacteria are one-celled microorganisms of which origin? Several different types of origins. Bacteria are one-celled microorganisms of which origin?
It says sometimes called germs or microbes. Are
you talking about the non-pathogenic bacteria? Yeah. Yours will be on non-pathogenic bacteria. Claire, yours will be on patrons.
Can you read the video?
Bacteria are one-celled microorganisms of what origin?
Three basic shapes?
Mm-mm.
Origin.
Bacteria are one-celled microorganisms of which origin?
What's the origin?
A group.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Great. It's an origin, or maybe back up. Might be in front of it.
I don't know shit.
I hope it's not bacteriology.
Mm-mm.
I just read the whole
thing. That's what you just said, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
You said what origin?
All right, so you might want to make a note because I'm not seeing it too clearly in here, but it's a vegetative origin.
Mm. And what was, could you repeat the question again?
In other words, like these crumbs on this table, they are now in a vegetative origin. When will they become bacteria? When they are induced with heat, cold, something that's going to make them break down. It's not actually bacteria when it is a chip. When it is an old chip sitting on table,
oh, okay.
It's bacteria.
Like when it starts getting moldy.
Right. Ooh. So what you're reading to me is the process of when it becomes bacteria. But they originate from a vegetative stage or origin, is what the book says. All right, Claire, cosmetologist. Should not work on patrons if they have a cosmetologist should not work on patrons if they have a That's not it anyway. Cosmetologists should not work on patrons if they have a communication diseases. Now you shouldn't work on them if they have a contagious virus, but you also should not work on patrons if they have a
if the person like that we're working on has something or if we have something.
Person you're working on.
Like an open door.
A common cold. Even if they have a common cold. Do you not see that in your book? It should be right out there.
I'm trying to see. It's over.
Your mind's going to be in this state whenever you go take that PSI.
Huh?
Your mind's going to go to this state when you go to PSI.
It's under where?
Viruses. It's on page 49. Viruses.
Oh.
All right, Marissa, communicable disease is transmitted how? Yes, ma'am.
Well, that was easy. Why did she get the
easy? Emily, pathogenic bacteria produce what? Yes. Leah, acquired immune deficiency syndrome, which is AIDS, attacks and destroys what? Maddie, yours is going to be on general infection.
What'd you say?
Yours is going to be acquired immune deficiency syndrome, which is AIDS, attacks and destroys what?
The
yes.
What'd you say mine
was on? General infection. Give an example of a general infection. So, Luck, yours is going to be on bacteria. Amanda, yours is going to be on disease. And Akai, yours is going to be on the cocci bacteria.
An example, like.
Give an example of a general infection. Give an example of a general infection.
Yeah. I don't know an example of a general infection. Like, I know what it is.
That's one.
Pneumonia?
That's one. Give me some more. It's not the one on your test.
That was right?
That's not the one we're looking for.
Oh.
But wherever you're seeing those, the right answer is there.
Is the flu an infection?
Lung infection.
Staph.
Correct answer that they're looking for is syphilis. All right, so look, bacteria may enter the body through that's not the one we're looking for. Anybody else looking it up? Bacteria may enter the body through breaking the skin. Amanda, resistance to a disease is known as
it's either one of two things. I need to look at this and see.
Just say the
resistance
active
to
immunity.
Immunity. All right, Vakaya. Cocci bacteria are what shape?
Round.
Yes, ma'am. So we're going to do this again next week before we test. You have a worksheet, which preferably is due today. Since the semester is ending, I won't be any more behind on grades. So if you can get them to me today.
And that concludes our first section on bacteria and salon ecology.